Hi, I'm Siobhan, your Sales How-To Gal, bringing you a client development episode of the Sales How-To Podcast. This episode is entitled, Be a Farmer. Many of you are familiar with the saying that in sales, there are hunters and there are farmers. Hunters are considered the real salespeople. They are client acquisition specialists. They land new logos, new clients that aren't already doing business with the firm. They win clients away from other providers. This is hard work. Studying the market, studying your competitors, knowing how buyers make decisions, what motivates their decisions, what kinds of pressures they're responding to. So hunters wake up trying to get a bead on opportunities, going where the firm hasn't gone before. That's why they get all the glory. But truth be told, farmers make all the money. Why is that? It's because the easiest pickings are in your own backyard. You already have a relationship and a reputation with the client. You have a seat at the table. There are a bunch of hunters on the outside trying to convince your client to let them in the room. But as the incumbent, you have a great deal of influence over whether these interlopers gain entry. Farming is about studying and knowing your clients and delivering exceptional service to them. If you're a great farmer, you know what your clients have already done, but you also know what they're considering. You have more interest in what your clients' competitors are doing than you have in what your competitors are doing, because you realize that helping your clients fend off their competition also fends off your competition. That's how you beat your competitors. The hunters can't get to your clients. They can't get your clients' business because you're so entrenched in everything that your clients are doing. You're considered a member of the team, a trusted advisor. Be a proud farmer. I mean, hunting is such hard work. Think about game hunting. You're out chasing deer or wild boar. That prey is trying to get away, right? The hunter has to try to outfox the prey. I guess that's why killing is so exhilarating. You feel as if you won some sort of chess match. You think back to all that hard work that went into catching your prey, and sometimes you don't even want to share any of that good meat with the team. You want to keep it all in your personal deep freezer. Let them go out and get their own game. You know, I suspect that's where the phrase eat what you kill came from. Or at the very least, it explains that cliche. But try not to get distracted by the potential thrill of hunting game. I mean, doesn't it make much more sense to farm? The crops aren't a moving target. They're just sitting there waiting to be picked. Your client base is basically low-hanging fruit. They're your source of what I call the three R's of client development: renewals, referrals, and references. This quarter, this is the second quarter of 2022, our business development magazine goes into great detail about how to get your clients to renew your contracts on a non-competitive basis so that these hunters can't get to the table, how to motivate your clients to refer clients to you, others that are just like them, the kind you want, and how to get your clients to sell for you by serving as your references, and also how to spot opportunities to do new work with your existing clients. Those are the articles that are covered in this quarter's magazine, and that magazine is available at www.sales4lawyers.com/magazine. You want to go there and read those four articles and use them in your client development. There's even an article about how to be an effective facilitator or connector. So if you're not a practitioner, and you'll learn how to get work for those that you're tasked with supplying or supporting in their business development efforts. Now, for me, I'm actually as good at hunting as I am at farming. The reason is I began my career as a practitioner or advisor, a lawyer, delivering client service, which is a key component or the core component of farming. And then later in my career, I had formal sales training that taught me the elements of hunting. That's what most training teaches you. As sales for lawyers, we do both. We teach hunting and farming. But I learned sales as a hunter. But now that I'm beyond the training point, I only hunt when I have to. And that's when there's no existing client base, such as if you're working with a startup, or when I'm rolling out a new service, or when I'm moving into a new price category. So, for example, leaving small business clients and going into large logos, you're going to have to do some hunting there. But in all other instances, I prefer to farm. I mean, while Tarzan is out conquering the jungle, casually walk into your own backyard and reap a nice crop of healthy produce. Heck, all that meat is no good for you anyway. I'm Siobhan, your Sales How-To Gal. Until next time.